You know, for the last several years, I don't know, more than a decade, we've been following the Cusin family. Gary Cusin, you know, from Babbage's and FedEx Kinko's, and his wife is the one of the letters in J.K. Chocolate, and great entrepreneurs, and they have great entrepreneurial sons. Ben Cusin has started a new company, and it has to do with esports, and it's a video game network, and he can tell us all about it. Ben Cusin joins us now from California. It's good to have you with
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you. Appreciate being on.
See, the thing is, this is my generation. We get into something like esports, and all I think about is some guy sitting in his boxer shorts in a Barca lounger in a basement playing, you know, Mario Brothers. We're well beyond that, right?
My, how the world has changed. Yeah, the most recent winner of the Fortnite World Cup happened to be a 16-year-old kid named Buga, and he won $3 million, which I believe was a larger prize pool, I think, than Tiger at the Masters or some of those larger tennis tournaments. So the world has evolved, to say the least.
Yeah, and we've seen very wealthy people sink a lot of money in this, and lots of communities building esports venues. Maybe this is the logical outgrowth. So you're talking about a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day network on television. Well, streaming?
It's broad distribution, and it's actually the world's a lot bigger than esports. So as I'm sure you know, your audience may or may not know, gaming is a $150 billion a year global industry. And while esports gets the lion's share of the news around it, it's still a burgeoning $1 to $2 billion industry. So what we recognize is a big white space between the amount of dollars and interest in pop culture relevance around gaming and the lack of a TV network. So my partner and I both come from the space. His name is Ariel Horn. He's been unbelievably successful in translating programming to a broad audience. In fact, his world finals for League of Legends, the championship, had an audience of 100 million people. So when you think of the Super Bowl and it's 98 million, it actually crossed that threshold. So when we talk about how times have changed in these games being recognized as a much bigger and more powerful industry in sports than it ever has been, we're excited to be a part of it.
So yeah. What's the content like? Are we going to watch people play games, or is it sort of like you're going to have like a show like Entertainment Tonight, except for video gaming and esports?
Yeah, it's a little bit of all of the above. So if you think about it, if MTV and TRL of the 90s had a love child with ESPN today, what would that look like? and that's going to be our network. We're going to have various formats. Game shows, reality shows, news, competition, streaming events, docu-follows. It's a very exciting broad range of programming. You know, we got a lot of airtime to fill, and there's a lot to fill it with.
Well, but there's also tremendous demand for content. You know, networks, you know, new venues keep popping up. Everybody's getting into the streaming business. I mean, your timing would seem to be pretty good for this.
Yeah, we feel like it's the right place, the right time, and the right opportunity. You would not believe the outpouring of interest since our announcement earlier this week. So we're just trying to dig out through the inbound strategic partnerships at the moment, and they are vast. So we're excited. I think it's a testament to the team we're able to put together, the group of investors, which by and large is some of the most strategic in the history of the business, and it's something we're really proud of, so we're just looking forward to growing.
You're operating really, from two coasts now, for the West Coast and the East Coast. I know you're off to Europe. So where are you right now? You're looking for content? Are you still raising money?
We closed the round, so we raised $17 million in a seed round, which is larger than most traditional seed rounds, but it's kind of what's needed to get us from where we are to at least initially on air before we do another capital raise. We put it together with some of the biggest and brightest names, the co-founders of Twitch, which is one of the largest streaming platforms for gamers, co-founder of Riot Games, Mark Merrill, that's one of the biggest esports games, and the co-founder of Blizzard, which Mike Morhaime is one of the most respected names in the business. We also had some media partners, Bertelsmann, $200 billion global media entity, and a lot of strategics like BitCraft, who are the largest esports fund in the world. So it's very exciting. Right now we're out there acquiring content, developing content, working on the tech backbone for distribution, really all the kind of the things you need to do to get the business from, you know, the idea to execution is what we're mired in.
So when do you line it up? When does the first program air? And maybe just as importantly, where does it air?
Sure. So we're targeting 12 months. So anywhere in kind of mid-2020, hopefully we can get it done around August of next year. And it'll air, essentially, we're calling ourselves a universal network. So anywhere that anyone is consuming content and however they're consuming it, we want to live. So if you think of Twitch and you think of YouTube, that's an obvious native home for the network. There has been a whole growing world of what's called vMVPD platforms. Those are the YouTube TVs, the Hulu TVs, the Roku, the Sling. We are going to be seeking distribution deals with every one of those platforms. And then you look for video on demand, wherever that's available, and short form content on social. We'll be translating that longer form program into that shorter form content. So wherever people are out there consuming the content, that's where we intend to live.
You know, advertisers, and I assume, you know, this is advertising supported. I mean, advertisers usually want to skew a little older in the demographic than I would think you would have. Who's your target audience?
Yeah, so we are very decidedly, you know, our network name is VEN, V-E-N-N. That stands for Video Game Entertainment and News Network. But there's also the double entendre of a Venn diagram. And you look at what that is, that's the gaming in one circle, entertaining in another, and then the Gen Z and millennial generation. And we're going to live at the intersection of those two. And so there are a lot of brands that really want to target this massively influential group but don't really know how to do it. And don't really have the avenues because this group is notoriously hard to reach and typically resistant to marketing and messaging, except when it comes to gaming. So we have a lot of lifestyle-oriented categories we're targeting, personal finance, food delivery, apparel. There is no shortage of global multi-billion-dollar brands who are trying to tap into this space. So we're excited to give them a format that they're familiar with in television to be able to do so.
So are you hearing any footsteps? Is anybody else working in this arena?
Right now, I think we got a nice little lead that we're excited about. And frankly, we're pretty single-minded focus here, and that's, you know, do what we're going to do, do it well, not worry about the rest of the marketplace, try to go in and strike the most strategic deals and build the biggest moat we possibly can, and that's really all I'm focused on. So if we do that well, I think we'll be in good shape.
Ben Cusin is the co-founder, CEO of Video Game Entertainment and News Network. Ben, it's going to be fun watching this all come together. We wish you the best.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.